Here's another inspiring message from Northside Community Church, Sydney.
So we can all do it together. I'm going to say, peace be with you. Very good. In case you didn't get someone to say that to you this morning. How special has it been to have a full morning of just singing Christmas carols together? So special, isn't it? And you know, it's amazing what just a few notes of a Christmas carol can actually do to us. Don't you reckon? They can take you somewhere. They can remind you of a person. They can remind you of maybe an event. They can remind you even to a feeling that maybe you have forgotten about or has just sparked that feeling that maybe you have missed. You know, yesterday I was one of those crazy people that was at the shops. I know. Leaving it to the last minute. Anyway, that's where we're at this Christmas because unfortunately I've still got to go to the shops a few more times. But I was at the shops yesterday and I was, looking through my list and trying to get through my list, and I was running around going, oh my goodness, is my list even right? Do I have everything on my list? Have I even eaten? Do I need to go to the toilet or am I actually really thirsty? And why have I walked into this shop? And as I was feeling all of those things, which maybe you have felt as well, my kids were asking me these questions. Mum, when are we going to make the gingerbread house? Mum, when are you giving us Christmas pajamas? Mum, are you even giving us Christmas pajamas? The answer is no. When are we going into the city to see the Christmas tree and to see the lights? And to be honest, in that moment when they're asking for all of the magic that is Christmas, I am literally thinking to myself, guys, I'm just trying to get through December. And then in that moment, a few little notes started playing, and it's almost as like the world has got a really good sense of humour, right? A few little notes started to play, and across the speakers came the song Joy to the World. And the lyric, repeat the sound in joy. And I'm going to be honest to you, I literally laughed out loud. I'm sure that the rest of the shoppers are like, what is this woman on? But I literally laughed at loud because the lyrics aren't wrong. The lyrics to the season aren't wrong. But the reason why I laughed is because it was so far from how I was feeling in that moment. So far. Tired, feeling like I'm behind, feeling guilty that I haven't actually made Christmas very magical for my children. And yet somehow that lyric of that song stuck to me. And it's not because I felt the pressure of it, but rather because I felt the invitation from it. And maybe you felt that too. Because the carols that we've been singing over the Christmas period, the carols that we have sung today, they carry something deeper for us, don't they? And that's why this season we've decided to look at lessons in carols. What do these carols teach us? And our hope that over the last 4 weeks, that as we have looked at each of the different carols, that maybe as we come to sing them again, that we actually will sing them differently. Because you know what? When it comes to carols, there is a trap with them. There's a trap. And the trap is that they just become sentimental things that we do. And we reduce carols just to that feeling of warmth and nostalgia. Because you know what? We all love the lights. We all love the food. We all love the tradition of Christmas. And for many of us, when we think of Christmas, we can think of it almost as a highlight reel and we're watching it from the outside, a little bit like how I've been feeling, where everyone else has the magic and everyone else has the lights and the traditions. And we're just seeing it as a highlight reel. And we hear the carols, we hear the lines, joyful and triumphant, and quietly we think, well, that must be for someone else. Or we hear, oh, holy night, and that beautiful, peaceful tune, and we think, oh, I'm not feeling oh holy night, I'm feeling oh holy crackers, I'm exhausted. But what if these songs weren't meant to just soothe us, but to stir us? Because what we've been learning is that carols just aren't little good jingles that we have, but carols are actually signposts. They're signposts. And signposts is how C.S. Lewis referred to them. He said that the signposts are the things that point us to things that are beyond this world, and they point us to heaven, which is what carols do, don't they? And so let me show you what I mean. Let's have a look at some of the carols that we have already looked at over the last 4 weeks, but some that we have already sang this morning. And so for O Holy Night, for example, that beautiful line, where the soul felt its worth. So poetic. But it's not just poetic. It's actually theological. You see, in John chapter 1, verse 14, it says, where the word became flesh and made here his dwelling among us. See, God didn't stay distant. He came close. He came close in order to declare your value. He came close so that you would know that your soul is of worth and of value. Your soul was so worth him coming to earth. And then we look at O Come All Ye Faithful, and that line of O Come All Ye Faithful, joyful and triumphant. But maybe, just like Sam said, you felt too jaded, too tired, too reluctant to come. But here's the good news that we did learn. It's not come all ye faithful and joyful and triumphant, but it's Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who are weary. Come to me, all who are weary. Come to him, all who are jaded, reluctant. Because Jesus didn't come for those that were put together. He came for the worn down. He came for the hesitant. He came for the hurting. And there's that sweet one that my daughter said so beautifully, very sweet and very like poetic. Away in a manger. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The little Lord Jesus. It's a bit of an oxymoron, isn't it? Because the little baby we learn, the little baby that we sing about and we learn, is actually the Lord of the universe. And to put Lord and a baby together is unbelievable, isn't it? And as sweet and as lovely as the lyrics sound, if we're real, away in a manger is actually really quite confronting. It's actually really offensive. Because it's actually quietly whispering, hey, there is a God out there. And you're not it. And maybe this morning that was refreshing for you to hear. That there is a God out there and you're not it. And then hark the herald angels sing. Hark the herald angels sing. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. You know, Luke was the first person to talk about this. And this is what it says. It says, I bring you good news of great joy. Peace to those on whom his favor rests. And maybe you're thinking right now, peace? Really? Because peace feels so far away from the world that we're currently living in, doesn't it? And if ever there has been a city that has been searching and has needing peace, it's been Sydney this week, hasn't it? And after everything that's happened, to be singing a song about peace when it feels so far away. But here's the surprising truth of that carol. Here's the surprising truth of the peace that Luke was talking about in Luke 2, is that the Prince of Peace, Jesus, he actually wasn't born into a peaceful world. It's not like he was born into something that was really peaceful and easygoing. He was actually born into a world that was fractured, anxious. It was violent. It was a world that was marked by fear and unrest. And to be honest, that probably feels a little bit like how Sydney was feeling this week. And so the reality is that the biblical peace that we talk about doesn't mean the absence of chaos, but peace just means the presence of God. And so peace comes from knowing that God is not distant or detached, but he is with us. Okay, so here's the point. Christmas carols are not just sentimental feel-good songs, but they are signposts. They're signposts for us each and every year to remind us that there is something beyond ourselves. And I just want to push you for a little bit. Just want to push you for a moment, okay? Maybe you're here and you're not religious. Maybe you're here and you're exploring. Maybe you're here this morning and you're uncertain or you're skeptical about this religious thing. And maybe you have actually come this morning because carols are nostalgic for you and you wanted to come and be a part of it. But can I push you a little bit as we think and as we reflect on carols over the next week, that the reason why these songs stir something in us is because our soul actually recognises the truth and the hope that comes through those lyrics. It's like they are an echo of something that is deep down in us. Regardless of what we think about God, our soul longs for it. And you know what? It's because when we sing these songs, we realise that there is a reality beyond ourselves. And so this morning, maybe as you've sing those songs, maybe you have been moved. And maybe you have already been moved this morning, and maybe that's because your soul is recognising that there is something more. So wherever you are in the faith, whether or not you're exploring Christianity or maybe you've been a Christian for a really long time, I want us to be reminded that Christmas isn't just about being happy and nostalgic. And we're not just happy and nostalgic for no reason, but we are because of what's happened. We're not feeling nostalgic because of what is happening right now, but because something has happened. That the baby that we saw, maybe not that exact baby that we saw out there, but the baby of Jesus, he grew up and he became a man. He became an adult. And then he died for us. And that is why Christmas is important for us. And do you know what? It didn't just end there. His best friends actually saw him being brought back from the dead. And that is what brings us hope, even at Christmas time. That is what brings us hope. So, what does this mean for us? How do we actually respond to each of these carols and not just remember them, but how do we actually respond to carols this morning? If these songs really are signposts for us, then let's not just let them play in the background this week for us. Let it just not be Christmas music that we hear in the shops or Christmas music we have as we have lunch, but let's pay attention to what they're pointing to. Maybe for you, if your soul isn't feeling its worth this Christmas, then maybe let O Holy Night remind you that God has come close. Not because you earned it, but because you are worth it. And let your soul feel that worth. Hey, if you're like me and you are fully done this December, you are fully done this Christmas, then let O Come All Ye Faithful invite you. Not as joyful and triumphant, but as weary and reluctant and hesitant. Because that's who Jesus came for. And maybe if the chaos of the headlines and all the events that have happened over this last little while have rattled you, then let Silent Night and Hark the Herald Angel re-center you. Because Jesus wasn't born into a peaceful world. He was born into unrest, oppression and fear. And yet he came as the Prince of Peace. Not to fix our world, but to bring peace to our souls first. So this week, maybe think of one carol, one of those carols, and take 60 seconds somewhere in your week or even right now and ask yourself, what is this song trying to tell my soul? And not just about Christmas, but about Jesus. And let's make carols not just about tradition, but let's actually see them as a personal invitation from Jesus to come to him. So what if this year we sang them just a little bit differently? What if this year we sang them listening to our souls? Because we sing them because something happened. God came close. He came into a manger. He became a promise. He became a person. And because of that, your soul can feel its worth. And because of that, joy, real joy. And so as the notes of joy to the world fill this place, and as my soul felt, and I might have had a little giggle yesterday about joy to the world, let us really think about what we are singing, about what it means to repeat the sound in joy. Will you stand with me as we sing Joy to the World?
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him a room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. We will sing joy.
Joy to the world, yeah.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him a room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. We will sing joy.
Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to find out more about Northside, visit northsidechurch.org.au.